Franciscan Saint of the Day, December 23rd, the Servant of God, Bernardine of Busti, Confessor, First Order. Although Saint Francis was not a learned man, and many of his first associates were simple and unlearned like the fishermen of Galilee, still the Holy Founder did not in any way despise learning. Rather, he esteemed it and desired that it be fostered in his order, hand in hand with piety. Bernardine, of the prominent patrician family of the Busti of Milan, excelled equally in both. After his preparatory studies, the young man devoted himself to the study of law at the famous University of Pavia, where he acquired eminent knowledge. But knowledge did not satisfy his heart. Rather, he feared the reputation and the pride which so readily accompany it. For that reason, he preferred the order of Friars Minor to his profession as a lawyer. He received the holy habit in the province of Milan. After his novitiate and profession, he devoted himself, at the command of his superiors, to the study of sacred theology, distinguishing himself among his fellow students. In particular, he prepared himself for the office of preaching under the renowned preacher of the order, Father Michael of Carcano, and then labored with great blessing as one of the most distinguished orators of Italy. Especially by preaching on the sufferings of Christ and devotion to the Blessed Virgin, did he convert numerous sinners and lead many good Christians to perfection. Upon general request, he committed his sermons to writing. Through the recent invention of printing, they were then published far and wide as a blessing to many, appearing in editions even outside of Italy. In addition, Bernardine wrote several learned works of canonical and moral content. But he also bequeathed to our day proofs of his piety, for his piety never grew cold amid all his labors as a preacher and missionary. He composed an office of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin and the touchingly devout office of the Holy Name of Jesus, which, with minor changes, was introduced in the Franciscan order for the Feast of the Holy Name, and was later prescribed for the entire Church by Pope Innocent XIII. Rich in merits and universally reputed as a saint because of his outstanding virtues, he died at Melignano in 1500. Learning and piety. By divine inspiration, Bernardine recognized, even as a young man, how dangerous learning is by itself. He understood the words of St. Paul, "Knowledge puffs up," 1 Corinthians 8:1. For that reason, he entered the humble order of St. Francis. There he devoted himself to the practices of piety, and his piety taught him to use his knowledge for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. Thus he fulfilled those other words of the Apostle in the same text, "But charity edifies." Would that learning were universally employed in this manner. Consider that in itself learning is good, since it ennobles the intellect, a faculty which places man on a higher plane than the other earthly creatures. Learning also serves the temporal and eternal interests of men. For many, it is a necessity because of their vocation. For instance, in the case of a priest, through the mouth of the prophet, the Lord says, "Because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you." Hosea 4:6. But in order to avoid being puffed up because of learning, man should remember what Thomas a Kempis says. "If it seem to you that you know many things, know for all that, that the things you are ignorant of are still more." And the more you know and the better, so much heavier will your judgment be, unless your life be also more holy. Christ himself says, "And the servant who knew the will of his Lord and did not according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes." Luke 12:47. Consider that a moderate amount of learning required in one's vocation and acquired with humility and a sense of duty is much better for a Christian than much knowledge with vain conceit. All knowledge has, after all, only the purpose to perceive the right road to eternal happiness. But that is perceived more surely by a humble heart that loves God than by the conceited learning of many others put together. Holy Scripture says, "The soul of a holy man discovers sometimes true things more than seven watchmen that sit in a high place to watch." Ecclesiasticus 37:18. Prayer of the Church. O God of hosts, the giver of all good things, implant in our hearts the love of thy name. Make us to grow in fervor, foster in us that which is good, and in thy loving kindness of that which thou fosterest, be thou thyself the safeguard. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.